Welcome to Flawed and Free Podcast. This is the place where we save souls and set the captives free from spiritual bondage in deliverance and spiritual warfare. My name is Apostle Tina, and our mission is to help you win the warfare in your life by equipping you to sever spiritual strongholds, break generational curses, and find freedom from your now to your next. Join our community of freedom fighters through transparency to transformation in Christ Jesus. Make sure you go now, like, subscribe, and share. God bless.
Oh, he already moving. In the area of, oh, Jesus. So, we getting started early. We're going to try to get through today's message as quick as we can because we're taking communion today. But I do, for those that are new here, I do want to go over the pamphlets that are in your lap. We won't go word for word, bar for bar. But I do want you to know a little bit about who we are as a ministry, as a church. We are an apostolic prophetic hub. We are a fivefold ministry. I am Apostle Tina, and I have been ministering the gospel. I am whatever the Lord wants me to be, whenever he needs me to be. I am his servant before I'm his apostle. I'm also a sister, a friend, a wife, and more. A wife in waiting. But nonetheless, still a wife. But my point in saying this is, my title as a servant of the Lord is more important than my function even, because I am here to serve him and serve you. That is my goal, and I have been commissioned and called to many things. I am a revivalist, and I am God's daughter. And I have been called to this space to be a lighthouse in a dark world. To be a safe space for where there's a lot going on in the body of Christ right now. We see the exposure of false prophets and a bunch of foolala, as I call it, happening all around us. And I told the Lord years ago when he told me to start a church, my initial response to him was no. It wasn't no for long. I mean, it was no all of maybe 15 minutes if I got to the full 15. But it was no, I'm being honest, because I did not feel like I belonged in the church. I knew that I was different. I was unique. I knew there was a calling on my life. And when I came to Christ, I came just wanting to serve. I never wanted to lead. I never thought I was called to lead. I just came to serve. And I went to every church in America. And in this DFW region, I went everywhere they said to go. Potter's House, Friendship West, Concord, ABC, Jubilee. I went. And everywhere I went, I did not feel settled. So I never joined anywhere. And I ended up going, and that's how I found him, in the secret place. And I started to notice that when I was at home, I was seeing and experiencing the presence of God. When I went to church, I didn't see nor hear him there. And the stronger my relationship got with him, the more I knew, okay, maybe I'm not supposed to be a pew sitter. Maybe. And so when he began to talk to me about the church, I said, absolutely not, sir, because I don't look like them. I don't sound like them. I am unchurched. I am unchurched, so I was not indoctrinated at all. So he would put me in the biggest state of indoctrination, the Bible Belt they call Texas. So everything that's religious and religiosity and everything that ain't me, this is where he put me. He sent me here to Dallas. I'm a transplant. I'm not from here. And I have continued the commission and the assignment and the call on my life, despite them saying the women can't preach, despite them saying where's her husband, despite them saying who is she, why she doing what she do, despite them saying that I was a witch and a war, all kind of things. My ministry was occultic because there were no men, which there are. This is not a women's ministry. It is a kingdom ministry. So whether you white, black, mixed, purple, yellow, orange, you are welcome here. Whether you young, small, tall, medium, schmedium, you welcome here. We are a place of love, and we love for real here. We don't do cliques. I hate church cliques. I hate them, and I hate the mean girl world. Hate it. So I don't tolerate it at this church at all. We all for one, one for all. I don't care if you come in here smelling like weed, high, whatever. You still gonna be, right? You don't mind if I tell your testimony? She used to come to Freedom Friday all the time. She been following this ministry for years. She said, I knew you didn't play. So I knew I just kind of tipped my toe in the water sometime. She came to a Freedom Friday and got free from smoking weed. One of our events got free. She said, I've been running for a long time, but I'm here now for real. To God be the glory. She's not the only one. Alexis has told her story online. There's a lot of fruit in this ministry. So there's people that come, they see us praying in tongues and stomping and hollering and screaming like, I don't pray in tongues. I feel weird. I don't know. I didn't know you could pray in tongues in the church. Like, I've never been anywhere where they openly did this, especially with young people. If I knew somebody that prayed in tongues, it was my grandma, my great-great-grandma, and that was sometimes in the midnight hour. I didn't know people prayed in tongues during the day. I didn't heard it all. And I was like, whoa. Okay, so several people that have joined this ministry in the last month, 2 months, quickly, because this ministry is full of fire. So you're going to either fight or flee. One of them two things. You're going to either come here and can't wait till you get out of here, or you're going to come here and you locked in. Because you're like, oh, the Holy Ghost is here. I feel him. I'm tingling. He talking to me. The angel. I see angels in the corner for those that are seals and stuff. You're like, hold on. Now, I ain't never seen or heard or felt the presence of the Lord. And the presence of the Lord is here. I'm not boasting in myself. I am boasting in him, because I create an atmosphere for him to move. And that will always be, whether we're in this building, another building, we're in another city, state, whether we outside, we carry the presence of the Lord because our altar goes with us. We are the church without walls. We were in a building. God pulled us out of the building because we're on a territorial assignment right now. We're preparing for revival. So if you've paid attention, you notice we were in Allen for about a month. And so the Lord has given us a whole map, a literal blueprint for everywhere in Dallas-Fort Worth that he wants us to take territory apostolically. So he is putting me and sending me into different regions of the DFW Metroplex so that we can destroy these altars and build godly altars, just like Abraham, just like Joshua, right? There was no building. The disciples, the apostles, they went place to place, place to place. We're going back to that. This is Acts 2. This is the real remnant. I am called to the remnant believer. I am not upset when people come here and they leave. They don't want to be here. Because there's a certain person. I'm called to the hungry, and I'm called to the thirsty in God. Those that want to go deep in God. Those that want him for real. Not just a little feel-good moment on Sunday and you struggling all week and you broke, busted, and disgusted Monday through Friday until you come back and you coming back to get another hit, another prophetic word, another somebody laying hands on you, another something just to get, and it's barely getting you through to Monday, let alone next Sunday. We got program after program after program. Most of these churches now are tainted with defiled altars, D9 organizations. Your pastor is a Q. Yo, this and that. Just witchcraft. This is the truth. Witchcraft. So we are far from looking like the spotless, blemishless bride that God is returning for. So therefore, he will put people like me. I am not the only one in this region. Apostle Michelle's doing the same work. And there are others like me, very few, because we are the remnant. The road is narrow. The wide road, most are on. The lukewarm, the mixture. So people are having trouble discerning out of comfort. because the church is cute and it's pretty, and they get them out in an hour and a half. I can still go have brunch. I can still go hang out the rest of the day. Like, oh, I'm just, you know, we meeting together. We doing little fun little things. We on this day, that day. But on your worst day, can't nobody pray you out your pit. On your worst day, you going to the place. They say, oh, I'm going to pray for you, sister, if they say that. And you don't even know that they're living a defiled lifestyle themselves that's not even consecrated to God, and their prayer ain't going to get no further than maybe yours is gone. I call them popcorn prayers. They hit the ceiling and come back down. They ain't going nowhere. So the Lord has called me to build I know of at least five hubs that the Lord is having me to build right now. Five. This is the first one. And our goal here are souls. We have a very strong evangelism outreach ministry here that we've had for years because we started outside first. So that didn't change when we incorporated ourselves as a church. We were already outside. So we're still outside. Outreach every month. Not only that, we are a prophetic ministry that moves in the gifts of the Spirit. Some say the gifts aren't today for today. That's crazy work. For some reason, the fivefold, they believe in the pastor, but the apostles and prophets is dead. So y'all still believe in so there's apostles, pastors, prophets, evangelists, and teachers. So cut the apostles and the prophets out. Only the pastors live? I said, do y'all just realize how much sense you're making? None at all. None at all. The apostles died. Okay. So Florida Free Church, if you look at your pamphlet, we'll read the mission and the vision. Exists to deliver, heal, disciple and equip believers to walk in freedom. Make whole. There's a difference between healing and wholeness. Make whole the mind, body, soul, and spirit. Manifest God's glory and take kingdom dominion in the ministry, marketplace, families, and communities. We are called to not just minister the gospel in the pulpit, but also as kingdompreneurs, entrepreneurs, kingdom builders. Whatever God is calling you to, it may not just be in the pulpit. The vision in this ministry is we envision revival, restoration, and reformation across the earth. Families restored, generations healed, communities revived, and nations awakened. We are raising up kingdom leaders, equipping entrepreneurs, and restoring families. This is a place where the broken find freedom, the healed are made whole, and leaders are equipped to lead. Our foundational scriptures, you can read those in the middle, and we will together read the prophetic declaration and decree. If everybody will stand in agreement with me. Read the prophetic declaration together. We deliver, disciple, and take dominion. We build people, and our goals are souls. We legislate heaven's will on earth. We restore families, revive communities, and expand globally. We walk in freedom, wholeness, and kingdom authority. We are flawed, but free indeed. Our three pillars are deliver, disciple, and dominion. If you hear, you're going to move in all three of those. In excellence. The prophetic decree, let's go forth in that now. We decree and declare Flawed and Free Church as a global apostolic prophetic hub, breaking generational bondage, healing families, equipping leaders, and advancing the kingdom of God with power and authority. From local to global, we release revival, restoration, and reformation. Glory be to God. That's who we are. That's a lot of what my message will be today. I do plan on having altar call today to minister to as many of you as we possibly can and get through communion. So my message is not going to be too long. I know preachers always say that, but I mean it for real. Because in preparation for today, I've done Easter sermon services. And we talk about the same thing. He died and he was raised. He died and he was raised on the third day. He died and he raised on the third day. I believe in doctrine. It is important. It is the foundation. The word is the foundation of a lot of what we build. But there's something the church has been missing that I heavily move in, and that is the inspired word. The one who inspired is the Holy Spirit. And in a religious region, we have to be careful not to get so cemented in the word that we miss the rhema inspired word. Because the word, if we had every word that God had for you in the Bible, we'd have 12, 15,000 of them. This is why people say, well, I can't, where is it? The scripture in the Bible, right? We got all these seminary theological schools and all these things. And even most of them, though they can exegete and eisegete and break the scripture down, do this and that, a lot of them are not moving in the power of the Holy Spirit because they only know the knowledge, the written logos. You need logos and rhema. You need them both because the Holy Spirit inspires and speaks through the word. So there are words that you got that aren't in the Bible. Now you should be able to discern the speech and the blueprint of how God speaks. God would never say, you should just kill yourself because you're not good enough. Because you can find a million scriptures. You don't need to find that in the Bible. Does the Lord say I should kill myself or not? And what does I have to do to be good enough, right? But the Bible does speak to him being more than enough. And if he be in me and me be in him and he's indwelling, if I am him and he is me, then you're telling God that he's not enough. When he's already told you, El Shaddai, I'm the God of more than enough. And what people are missing is you are placed in the earth to govern and legislate his word, both logos and rhema, so that he can manifest himself. It is illegal for Christ to move in the earth because he's already positioned us in this earth to move in authority, his authority and power to take dominion. So the birds in the air, everything that creepeth on the ground, Genesis 1, 26 through 28. So what's happened is we have billions of people in the world begging God to get free from cancer. Please God, please God, please God, please God. But he gave you dominion over cancer. He said, by his stripes we're healed. Isaiah 53 and 5. What he did on the cross. See, we talk about Calvary, the cross, what happened. He died, he raised. But there's more Christian atheists than there are Christian followers. Because if you really believed and read your Bible for real, you would understand and know that he put you in the earth as a king, as a Lord, and as a God. He did. People have misinterpreted this scripture, the Hebrew Israelites and many more, to conform to their fleshly ideologies. without the understanding, interpretation, and inspiration by the Holy Spirit to know what that means, that God has put you in the earth to govern and legislate by his word through his power in his righteousness. So when you became born again, and we're in Romans 8 right now, we're in a sonship series. When you become a son of God, who was Jesus in the earth? Real simple. He was the son of God and the son of man. Do you think you're a different son of God? He was 100% man and 100% God. Why is that connected to you? When you become a son, you become him. That is why you manifest his power. So my church knows we're in a Romans 8 series right now. So I'm trying to teach people how to kill their flesh, because God can't operate in a filthy vessel. It just doesn't work. And so to mature as a son of God, you have to, because he already created you what? In the likeness and the image of Christ. Genesis 1. But until you're born again, you're not that. Because the Bible says you're born in iniquity. You're born in sin. So for everyone that says, well, I was born this way, I've been this way as long as I've known, I believe I'm gay because I've been having these same-sex affections since I was a child, since I can remember. I know people who have children that are born with cancer. And they say, well, I was born with this. But when you became born again, you did not just receive Christ and his sacrifice on the cross to just say, oh, I got saved. There is a process to becoming a son from the sacrifice, so that you can now move and manifest him in the likeness and the image of him. And the only way you mirror who he is by becoming more like him. So there's no corruption in heaven. There was no corruption and no sin in Christ. There was nothing. So he knew we couldn't do it ourselves. So let me pay the price. But yet there's a process from salvation to being justified and then to being sanctified and being transformed and transfigured. So most of us stop at this day right here. God died on the cross, and I believe he died for my sins, and he rose for me again. And this is where they stop, on days like this. So we have Easter after Easter after Easter after Easter with bunny rabbits and eggs. This church will never. We're going to do something else with the kids. I promise you. We already building out the children's ministry. But we're not doing Easter egg hunts, bunny hops, none of that. You know what our kids going to be doing? I'm getting ready to tell you. Our kids are going to be prophesying and praying and laying hands. And you Sunday, they're going to have church like we have in church. And the adults going to sit here while somebody, my son or somebody, he going to preach maybe. And one of y'all kids going to be praying. They're going to be working the altar. They're going to be praying in tongues. That's what our kids going to be doing in this house. Because there's no baby devil, there's no baby Holy Ghost. I know a minister who was filled at 2 or 3 years old. He started preaching at 6. All of his children got filled young. I just saw his story the other day. All of his children were filled with the Holy Ghost, with the evidence of speaking in tongues, I think under 7. The 4-year-old can actually read. 3, he's like 3. And the teacher was shocked, called his mother and them, and was like, she hid behind this thing because the child's like three. But he was fully reading, like you would read scripture. Was reading. Why? Because when a child is filled with the Holy Ghost, they receive the seven spirits of God, the Holy Ghost, the spirit of wisdom, the spirit of counsel, the spirit of understanding, the spirit of the fear of the Lord. So when you are that young, he didn't have to learn how to read. His spirit is excellent. We got 52-year-olds with no excellence, no power, no nothing. But yet we got a 3-year-old filled with the Holy Ghost reading by the Spirit. Do you know the Holy Spirit will tell you things you don't know? Do you know that when you're praying in tongues, God is praying the mysteries of God? It's the perfect intercession. It is a gift you should desire, but not idolize. All of the gifts, the gift of faith, the gift, there's many gifts, gift of interpretation, gift of diverse tongues. There are many gifts of the Spirit that we need for the edification of the body to include ourselves, not just tongues. But even where the world would try to stop you, well, it says that only some get that gift and some don't. That's a lie. That's rubbish. Don't you let nobody tell you that. Because I know my father, he give good gifts. I know Matthew 7:7 says, ask and it shall be given unto you. Seek and you shall find. Knock and the door shall be open. So where is it that we figure, oh, I can't ask God for the gift of the Spirit, the baptism by fire, and he gonna say no? So my point in saying this is, you got people that will say what you can't because they're misinterpreting. You need your heavenly language, your prayer language. It is the language of your of the land that you come from. It is not your second language. It is your first language. Why? Because you know it, you didn't learn it. You had to learn English. Your prayer language is your first language. Because we were created by the Spirit. And we're spirit beings first. Before we were formed in our mother's womb. Because the Father said, I knew you before you were formed in your mother's womb. That's why it's the language of the Spirit. And you gonna tell me and my people that they not, you talking crazy. It's the language of the Spirit. That's why you have to be born again. People say, oh, I've become, he says, yes, you become a new creature in Christ. So why are we afraid, y'all seers in the room, when we see creatures? Is this God? I'm afraid. I just saw something with a bunch of eyes. If he calls you a new creature, how you think they looking at you? That part. It's normal. It's all right. I just saw this thing come out of the ground. It's probably the devil. Step on it. Do something. Right? But we make things so hard. Because they said, well, I've been in church all my life. Nobody has spoken and talking or given language to this. Why we need tongues? You do understand that you do. You need to be filled with the Holy Spirit. That's why this is a very fiery altar. Baby, you're going to get the fire of the Holy Ghost from the time you walk in to the time you go out. I done sweated out my little hair. All that, y'all should have got y'all pictures before because them curls is gone. My lashes might be gone soon, too. But my point is, I don't know. Y'all know I don't care about none of that. They said I can't come out my wig. Now I will, baby. I go barefoot and the whole thing. Be out here, lashes snatched, everything looking real crazy in the spirit. But your tongues, you should be praying every day in tongues. The church is not moving in any power because we're not yielding and submitting to the power of the Holy Spirit. So today, I'm praying over you all today because I want to pray the resurrection power. I want you to experience the presence and the power of the Holy Ghost just as he experienced it. The same spirit that raised him from the dead is the same one that's going to raise you. Before you physically die, you die spiritually first. Why? Because your spirit takes precedence. Your spirit is superior. Your spirit came first. Your body came second. So that's why people go years before sickness and disease sometimes takes them out of here. But they were dead long before they died. They were dead long before because the enemy began to plant seeds over time. So that's why you need the fire of God to remain burning, to consume those impurities, those toxins, all of those things that are not like God, so that you don't die prematurely. But when you live in your flesh is bound to the kingdom of darkness because it operates and is governed under the law of sin and death, period. When you govern and guide and move and manifest the things of the spirit. So you don't let nobody tell you you're overly spiritual. Don't let nobody tell you you're too deep in God, that that's too much, that it don't take all that. Because the more spiritual you are, the more you're like him. That's the goal. In our perfectionism, but he's perfect. So he's paved the way to perfection. So you don't have to be perfect because there's only one that is, and he has shared his excellence, his authority, his presence, and his power with you. And so in him, connected to him, just as you would be married in the earth, you become one. That's why you can't marry any old body. Because you become one. So when you come into the kingdom, you become one with him. So you can draw from the well that never runs dry. You can manifest his perfectionism because he's perfect. So you're trying to move separate in your perfectionism, which you will never, ever, ever, ever meet the mark. You're wasting your time because it's not in him. John 15 and 5, apart from me, you can do nothing. So as we continue to talk, I hear the Lord. Let me just come back. I don't know if I'm going to get to all of that. But about the things of the spirit. The deep things of the spirit. The realm of tongues is real. And you should desire to pray in tongues always. To invoke his presence, whether you're praying in English in tongues or not. But there's a power that's generated in Christ when we pray in the spirit. There's a strengthening, there's an edification, there's blueprints, there's plans, there's restoration, there's renewal, there's reconciliation. There's all of these things that are required for what you need. So there are different types and there are different realms of tongues. Just like there's different dimensions in the spirit. So there's different dimensions, there's different realms, there's different all sorts of things that as we partner with the kingdom of heaven, it is very complex and multifaceted. And so tongues does not stop at the baptism by fire. There are different types of tongues, and there's a hierarchy in a sense. And I was just talking to your team about it, so I'm going to talk to y'all. There's other tongues, right? Other tongues, there's unknown tongues. Those are different. Unknown and other tongues. Then there's the tongues of angels. Then there's the tongues of man. And then there's groanings. Now I'm going to ask y'all some of the questions. Don't y'all cheat, because I'll be there. Which is the highest level of prayer in the tongue realm? Which is the highest? Somebody take a stab at it. Jump up. Throw your hand up. Which is the highest realm out of the ones I just described? Other tongues, tongues of man, unknown tongues, tongues of angels, and tongues, groanings. What's the highest? Anybody else? Tongues of man? Okay, anybody else? Okay. So, tongues of man is everybody, even unbelievers. So the tongue I'm using, anybody can use that tongue. That's a tongue of man. So it's the least. Tongues of angels. The Bible speaks to tongues of angels, but it's not the highest. We have unknown in other tongues. Other diverse, remember on the day of Pentecost, that's not the prayer language. So people think that was their heavenly language. No, they were actually speaking in real languages from other countries and other places. Okay? So when someone is moving in the gift of diverse tongues, I do it quite a bit. And I'll be like Chinese, Mandarin somewhere. I don't know. But I'm traveling, right, by the Spirit. And so my tongues sometimes may sound Russian, Scandinavian, things like that. Groanings is the highest measure. Groanings is the highest. What did the Holy Spirit do? Moanings, groanings. When a lot of people think I have an African ministry, but it's not. It's God's ministry. It don't belong to any ethnicity. It's just deep in my DNA. My children are half African. They real African Americans. They daddy from the motherland. That's your daddy's son. But nonetheless, the groanings, as I was explaining, which I actually recently got revelation concerning this and was like, that is correct. Because I've actually been looking this up. And I may go deeper into this with my church soon. But this is sometimes in prayer and worship. If you notice, we do chants sometimes. Chants are not witchcraft. Everything that witches and them do, they stole it. It's not theirs. The devil can't create anything. He's a counterfeit to everything. So when people hear prayer chant, oh, scroll past. That's the devil. So when we, there's a groaning in the spirit that says, ah. Have you ever been, I know I have, in prayer where you had no words? You all of a sudden didn't even know how to pray no more. You could have been the best prayer warrior of all time. And all of a sudden, you can't get a word out. You are just maybe prostrate on the floor, whatever, and you're like, ah. That is a conversation in the realm of the spirit that's so deep in your spirit that is communicating with the spirit without words. when you learn how to pray and access realms, some prayers will require you to groan in the spirit, to chant in the spirit. I do it all the time. I groan, I roar, I holler, I stomp. And the more I get into that type of warfare prayer, the more I begin to see by the Spirit, my ascension is going fast. And so in teaching people what that looks like to get that out, we're going to practice today, because I need y'all to get something out of today's service other than the bunny hops and all the eggs and stuff. I need to give you something you're going to use. When you're praying, I want you to consider, as you're allowing the Spirit of God to move, that deep groaning. And guess where it comes from? Yeshua. 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 You are a lion of the tribe of Judah. When you open your mouth, the enemy flees. None of this baby whimpering, whining, murmuring, moaning, helpless. When the enemy is coming for your kids and your life and afflicting your body, you have to roar in the realms. You better give the devil something to think about. He think 10, 20 times when he come. I've heard people come back to me and say, I heard this. The devil say, why did you call her? Why did you call her? Because they know I'm coming in like, who want it? Ah! In the name of Jesus. Yeshua! Because when they see and hear me, they see him. Why? Because I live what I talk about. I walk it like I talk it. I'm not one of these double-minded, half-living, whatever. My team will tell you the life I live in Christ and the authority. And this is the authority that I need you guys to increase so that you can move in this resurrection power that God gave you. Exercise it, activate it, move in it, manifest him in the earth as it is in heaven. So everybody stand. Give me something more than that, if you don't mind, please. Practice. Let's do a little activation. I thought y'all was gonna cross y'all pretty little toes today. Kushitante akuya taya, rikushetinda antoya, kunanae shete, rikushetanto rapaya, rupushete. I'm not by myself, let's go. Reshitanto, rekenda anchende arosotoya. If you don't pray in the spirit yet, that's okay. Pray in English. Kushitinda antaya. Shetanto kulanti ayelelebentu reshi ante alanta inana hoyanta iki alantandi riki anchotoya rekatanta shetebeke reki antorasoto rembandana hanane helabantoya. I don't want to leave y'all. I was getting ready to leave y'all. 1, 2, 3. When I say Yeshua, everybody groan. One, two, three. Yeshua! Yes! Keep praying. Keep praying. Keep praying. Keep praying. Keep praying. Keep praying. Siti kachita. Ha sai. Si okuna na yesi. Let's go. Yeshua again. We want another groan in the spirit. I see the portals opening. I see them opening. Ha, 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 ha. One, two, three. Ah! Yes, I'm not. Kotada, keep it going, keep it going. Keep it going, keep it going. Keep it going, keep it going. This ain't for the weak. Hanshete da na manso. Come on, up, 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 up. Up, 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 Shekato satanta, shelebetu shata, ye la banta, eh, osotoya, okanda na yesia, zelebeku rashato, handana la baku rashetea, eh, Holy Ghost fire, Holy Ghost fire, Holy Ghost fire, Holy Ghost fire, fire, fire. Fire, fire, take your right hand, put it on your belly. I decree and declare that out of your belly, 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 rivers of living water, rivers of living water, rivers of living water. Satan to shy. Who shite? Say le pantoya. You're not hungry enough. You're not hungry enough. Loose your resurrection power. Loose your resurrection power. Esotan to rasataya. Yes. Come to the altar. Portals are open. Come to the altar. Come to the altar. The Spirit of God is moving. Altar workers. Shandabakusaya. Jump in, jump in. Jump in, jump in. Jump in, jump in. Jump in, jump in. Jump in. Jump in. Jump in the river. Koshitanta alabansa. Give essence a mic, please. Kushatanta alabanso, kenebetu rashatanto rasata. Hey, we want deliverance in the room. Sota papan sekati kante. Rokosinda akanda debenso papaya.
I lose the fire of the living God right now. Rekasundo repekampanse. Yanda debeku sakaya. I come for every chain. Chain right now in the realm of the spirit. And I command it to break off of the minds of God's people. Rekapanso. Do you want to be free? Reka pam 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 so papaya. Reka pam 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 so papaya. Reka pam se etaya. Today is the hour. Do you think Christ Jesus resurrected for no reason? He says no. Repepan superpaya. Repepepen superpaya. You are my son. And so today I decree and declare in the mighty name of Jesus that today you must rise. I break every spirit of witchcraft. Repekuskapanse. I break every spirit of religion and legalism right now. Renda ande etanamanse. He says push and press. Repepanso. Rukupampanse. Repepenso. Rukupampanse. Rekatante. Yanda andi akante. Yakanda akante. I'm speaking to your spirit man's right now. I'm speaking to your spirit man's right now. Shanti andung kunse ekapampanso. Runda ande etantantantampanso. Repepepepenso. Rupampanse. Riki ande ekanto. Rinda ande etanamanse. He says more fire upon you. Rinda anna ya ya ye ka ya ye. Ya 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 ka ya ka 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 ya. Oh God, loose your fire. Loose your fire in this place. 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 Loose your fire in this place.
Fire the Holy Ghost.
Fire the Holy Ghost.
Fire the Holy Ghost.
I break everything off your mind right now in the name of Jesus. Rendanda ande.
Situ kushaya. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God.
Yes,
God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. The problem with today is there's too much preaching, not enough praying. Too much preaching, not enough praying. Too much preaching, not enough power. Too much preaching, not enough presence. Too much preaching with not enough prophesying. Too much preaching. Yes. Yes, we lose the fire. We lose the fire. We lose the fire. Tepa santa taya. Rekende da 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 bo sai ta da da bo si. Kanda anon tu rashotoya. Hallelujah. Cry out, cry out. Yes, Shana. Yes, Shana. Yes. Activate her. Setemba kosaya da 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 ba. She's burning something too. Sikinde da benso. You see what happens when the fire of God touches you? Yeah, this room is hot. It's a lot of fire in here. Get your mic. I want you to prophesy.
The Lord says, tell my people I am coming soon. I am coming soon. Are you ready? Will you be ready? Will you be ready,
Jesus.
My bride? Will you be ready? I am waiting for you.
Jesus.
I am waiting for you. I am calling to you. Will you answer? Will you answer me? I have more for you.
Fire the Holy Ghost.
And I am calling to you. I am calling to you. Will you yield? Will you yield to me?
Yes,
will you
God.
Let me move you?
Yes, thank you,
will
Jesus.
You let me move you?
Yes, God.
I have more for you.
Yes, God.
More for you. More for you. It is Resurrection Sunday. Do I not raise the dead? Am I not the God who raises the dead, who resurrects, who brings dead things back to life? Did I not have dry bones live again? Lay your dry bones on the altar, and I will breathe on them. I will breathe on them, and I will brood. Are you brave enough to lay your dry bones down, to let me have them, to surrender them to me? me.
Yes,
I am the only one who can resurrect them.
Thank you, Jesus.
I will move for you if you let me.
Thank you, Jesus.
We allow you to move, Holy Spirit. Keep moving, God.
Thank
Keep
you,
moving, Lord. Keep moving,
Thank
God.
You, Jesus.
Keep moving, Lord.
I'm going to have her come after you. When you feel the release, let her come on.
Keep praying. As I begin to speak, continue to pray. Do not hear me with your natural ears, but hear me by way of the Spirit. I saw portals literally coming out of the hands of Apostle, and I'm still sensing and discerning some stagnation in this room in the name of Jesus Christ. And so, Father God, I break every glass ceiling right now in the mighty name of Jesus. I
break
come against
it.
The afflictions
break it.
And
break
the infirmities
it.
Of the mind of your people, oh God. It's unbelief. I'm discerning unbelief and doubt. He says, aren't you tired?
Yes,
aren't you tired of walking in the shallow? He says, but oh, I'm calling you to the deep. Why do you think it's impossible for you? Why do you think it's impossible for you? Why do you think it's impossible for you? He says, oh, your doubt will cause you to drown like Peter did. But he's called us to walk on the waters. And so, Father God, I thank you that you are increasing faith in this room. Father God, I thank you in the name of Jesus that you are strengthening the belief of your people. Father God, I thank you that it is faith that pleases you. Don't you want to please your Father? Don't you want to love your Father? Don't you want him to take you higher? Oh, Father God, I lose the angels right now in this room. I lose the angels right now in this room. I lose the angels of the Lord Jesus right now in this room. Angels of fire. Angels of deliverance. Angels of healing. I say go. Father God, I release the eagles in the realm of the spirit. And I say go. I say let the light of the tribe of Judah rise today and roar. Raise your faith. Raise your faith. Raise your faith. Raise your faith. Raise your faith.
If you want prayer, the altar is open. We'll be shutting it soon. If you want prayer.
Oh God, we thank you.
Come on up.
Father God, loose earthquakes in this
thank
room.
You.
To shake
you,
all
Jesus.
Familiarity. To shake
you,
all stagnation.
Thank you, Jesus.
Minister to your people, oh God. Loose your
Thank
healing
you,
balm of Gilead.
Thank you, Jesus.
Loose your fire, God.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus.
For this is holy ground.
I'm going to pray for her. Catch her.
This is holy ground. When you come up here, you come up here by faith. He will meet you at your need.
I hear the Lord saying to you.
He will meet you at your need. He wants to meet your need. He wants to heal your heart. He wants to deliver your soul. He wants to set you free from that affliction in the mind. He wants to silence the voice of the enemy that speaks to you. Rekaya kaya. Fire. Shetetetepekushapaya. Fire.
Fire.
Fire. Fire. Fire. Fire. Fire. Fire. Fire.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I activate this child. I feel him right now with the baptism of fire. Lord, I pray that he will be one of the ones that will lead the charge for the children, even in this ministry, as the prophet of his home, and even the prophet that will be called to the house of the Lord. Lord, we thank you, God, that even as he's listening to worship music, that you're sending and releasing a fresh zeal and fire and impartation for the love that he has for you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray, oh God, Father God, that you will lead many. Father, just as his mother is leading the charge to minister to others, that as he witnesses the Spirit of the living God in this place, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that he will desire to walk upright with you, oh God. Father God, that even at a young age, he will begin to prophesy to those that are around him, to his mother, even in this house. He will prophesy and pour out that we will remember this day as we are filling with fresh fire now in Jesus' name. He is sensitive in the realm of the spirit, even as he senses his mother in the name of Jesus as she seeks God for herself. In the name of Jesus, may he continue to pray with her, to pray in agreement with her, and to receive fresh fire in the name of Jesus. Fire of the Holy Ghost, fill this vessel, fill his mind, fill his heart, fill his soul, from the crown of his feet to the sole of his feet. Lord, I release a fresh fire in him now, in the name of Jesus. Lord, fire, more fire, more fire, more fire in the name of Jesus. Have your way, Holy Ghost. Have your way, Holy Ghost. Have your way, Holy Ghost. It is done. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. God, you are glorified. God, you are glorified. And we lift your name up on high. We raise your name up on high. You are high, holy, and lifted up, oh God. Lord, we declare a fresh fire. Loose the fire of God in the name of Jesus. Loose your fire. Loose your fire into your daughter. She shall be a worshiper. She shall minister your word. Lord, activate as you fill her with fresh fire. I bind every principality and power in this body that will contend with her destiny. Yes, you gotta go. You know it too, you unclean spirit. Yeah, it's time. It's time to loose her. Leave her now in the name of Jesus. I command now that you go into the abyss. Take everyone that you came with you. All transference, all passing of powers, they cease now. I decree and declare a sanction in the realm of the spirit to shut down your operations against her. Shut down your operations against her family. Shut down your operations against her future and her legacy in the name of Jesus. And I loose a fresh and filling of fire, a fresh fire, a fresh fire. I bind fear and confusion. I see fear in the spirit. I bind the strong man called fear in Jesus' name. And I cast you out into the abyss, never to hurt or harm her again, never to come back to return to her. And I loose the spirit of boldness and holy boldness to decree your word in the name of Jesus, to stand tall and to go get many for the kingdom. And every power, entity, deity, and system under the sound of my voice, I break the code. I break your altars. I destroy them by fire in the name of Jesus. And I command right now that everything that you started, that you have done, that you shall not complete it in the name of Jesus. I loose the perfected, completed, and finished works of Christ Jesus over her mind, her body, and her future. There she goes. She's free. She's free. She's free in Jesus' name. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Let's get the music down. We're getting ready to take communion.
we're done.
Thank you, Father. Whew, Father, we seal the prayers that have been prayed in this hour. I thank you, Father, for the reviving resurrection power that is taking place in this space today. Father, I pray, Father, that you will loose the angels to go with them, oh God, in the name of Jesus. As we prepare for communion, can I hug you? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We'll prepare for communion once we get people up. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. We want more of you, Lord. We want more of you, Lord. We want more of you, Lord. Prophesy. The second one, Sura Shetan, the Robocosi. There's healing in this room. The angels of healing are in the room. They've been touching people at their seats. I saw them going in between the rows. You got anything, Apostle? You got anything? Come on. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We can go ahead and start to move the communion table, but Apostle, if you get over a mic yet. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
When Essence was praying, I was in the back of the room, and she said there was a stagnation. That may not have been the exact word that she used, but I kept hearing that some of you desire the deeper things of God, but because of what you were taught, the things that you were taught from the former church, the former ministry, the former leader, that stuff took root and it's still there. If you are one that desires the things of God, you have to call those things up and out yourself. You have to call it out. We are responsible for where we sit. We are responsible for what we hear. And we are responsible for what the tables that we sit at and we eat. When you come into the knowledge of God by way of his word, she talked about the Spirit, the Holy Spirit. You shall have truth in the inward parts. And when you receive the truth, what happens is the seed that was formerly planted begins to wrestle with the truth. You have to decide. That's my favorite word. You yes. have to decide.
Thank you, Jesus.
Which road you're willing to travel.
Thank you, Jesus.
Because the Lord God, his word does not, and it will not return unto him void.
Yes.
So it is up to you. Because I felt it in the room. Some of you are wrestling in your mind because of the things that you were taught,
yes,
the things
God.
That you heard, the seeds that were planted. It's okay, you didn't know no better, but now you know. There's an old saying, when you know better, you got to do better.
That's right. That's
and so right. It is up to you. You desire the things of God. You have to cast down. You have to cancel every word that was spoken, every diabolical, illegitimate, unauthorized word of God, that false doctrine.
Yes, God. Amen.
The Lord God wants you free.
Thank you,
He
Jesus.
Said, I'm married to the backslider.
My God.
Thank you,
Hear
Jesus. Hear me. He said he's married to the backslider.
Yes.
But here's the caveat to that. That don't mean you stay as a backslider.
Yes, God.
You want the deeper things of God. Reach down. Prophetic demonstration. Reach down.
Yes, God.
Reach down. Yes, you got to reach down.
Thank
but
you,
here's
Jesus.
The thing. Apostle, you said something earlier. And what I kept seeing, it talks about what you said on Wednesday night. Yes, we can desire the gift, all of the gifts that God gives. He gives according to his measure.
Yes.
But the problem is we chase after the gift and we forget about the gift giver.
Yes.
You can't have his gift without the giver.
Yes.
Because if you take his gift, you're just pimping it.
Yes.
And many of us have gifts. Yes. We've been pimping them. Nobody else pimping. You've been pimping it yourself.
Yes, God.
You using it for selfish gain. He desires his people to be free. It's up to y'all.
Yes, he does.
I can't do it for you. She can't do it for you. You can come to the altar 7 days a week. You can drop it like it's hot. And then turn around on the eighth day and pick it right back up. What has it served you? See, everybody else is having Easter Thursday. I don't even know what that is no more. I got delivered from religion.
Me too. Me too.
The religion will block Holy Spirit.
Yes, it will.
I'm going to say that again. I'm going to take
yes,
my seat.
It will.
Religion will block Holy Spirit if you let it.
Yes,
choose
thank
this
you,
day.
Jesus. Amen. If you have your Bible, just real quick before I approach the altar, open 1 Corinthians verse 11, 23 through 26. It could be a digital one with the spine. But I want to prepare your hearts to receive communion today. Glory be to God. What a precious gift to move in power, to be his son, to be his daughter. There was a sacrifice that God made on the cross, and we must make sure that we have clean hands and pure hearts. Clean hands and pure hearts as we've come to the altar, poured out at the altar, and prepared ourselves to take and eat of his body and drink of his blood. This is not something we should take casually or just routinely. This is something that is very serious, and we do take it serious because as much as I jump and I wear my red lipstick and I run around with blue hair, yellow hair, and green hair, at the end of the day, the Lord gave me permission to unapologetically be me. And so that's why I started showing up the way that I wanted to be in him, because he said he trusts me. And he knows how serious I am about him. And he knows how serious I am about his kingdom. So if you can get past the orange nails and the blue hair, and it's not like that all the time. Might be blonde tomorrow. Might be black. Who knows? But nonetheless, my heart is for God. I live for him. I breathe for him. I die for him. I have nothing outside of him. And this is very important to me. This time is very important to me, because if it weren't for this body that was broken and bruised, if it weren't for the blood that was shed on the cross, that's what Easter's about, right? That's what we're here for. If it weren't for that, we would not be able to come and receive the covenant of Christ that he has made with us, so that we can live eternal life and be immortal in this life, in this world, that we can escape death, hell, and the grave. Sickness and disease cannot touch us, cannot keep us, cannot hold us. That just as he overcame death and the grave, so will you. That he saved us from eternal damnation in hell, but it is what's required of you is clean hands and a pure heart. So this is a moment and an opportunity that we must take to prepare, as we prepare to take and eat of this bread and to take him as we break bread even after service today. This is why we do this on Sunday services. If you're a part of this church, every first Sunday we break bread, we have communion, just like the apostles, just like Jesus. I told the Lord I wanted to mimic and mirror his ministry in the earth, and I mean that. When I read that scripture, if he breaking bread, I'm breaking bread. If he's sitting down with his folks, I'm sitting down with my folks. Everything he do, he's giving me the blueprint for how to minister to his people, how to lead, how to teach, and how to be a servant of the people of God. So as we prepare to take of this cup, as we prepare to commune, as we commune together today, I love the Flawed and Free community. Shout out to those of you who can't be here. Shanae Brown. Who else? Jocelyn's probably on there. Hey, Jocelyn, if you there, she's in Kansas City. We have e-members that don't live in this city, and this is their church. This is their home, and so they're here every week. So shout out to the digital disciples, the virtual victors that are tuning in today, and maybe you're tuning in for the first time, but this is a house of prayer, and we're a house of love. We will always be that, a house of demonstration. We move in the power and the presence of God, and we will always do that. We will yield to his will. So let's prepare our hearts in repentance. And so ask the Lord even now to search and examine your heart. Let's read 1 Corinthians 11:23-26 together. For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner also, he took the cup when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do shew the Lord's death till he come. Communion is about remembrance, and it's about restoration and reconciliation. And so we thank God for the new covenant of Christ that gives us the authority, the access, and the ability to even stand before you in this hour and continue to do the work that he has called us to in the earth. Glory be to God. And so you'll see me this area. Not everybody, if you ever see the communion table, please don't touch it. It is a very sacred place that we're symbolically honoring. So there are certain people that are able to touch or help or move or transfer. And so you saw them kind of moving that. I'm not really into, you know, all of the logistics in some ways. I move as the Lord leads me. And the things that I believe that are of high priority, I want to teach and understand. So I will be washing my hands. I will be washing my hands. And typically when there was just like all the mini pieces of bread, we got individual cups here. So not as much of a big deal. It's not just a cleanliness thing, but it's a symbolic representation of me cleaning my hands. Because there's still a covenantal relationship that I have with the community and with those that are communing with me that are partnering in this sacred time. And so though the cups are maybe COVID-free, I don't know, it's protected, you know, as individual, I will wash my hands. And I do that even in prayer. I cleanse, wash my hands, because this is a place of purity to allow his presence. And the priests, if you read the Bible, they wash their hands before at the altar in preparation for communion. So that is something I will keep, because it's also a reminder to me, and it's a reminder to all of you to purify your hearts, that God wants to see clean hands, pure hearts. So when you're repenting and examining your heart before you come up here, I don't pass communion out like in the Baptist church, where we just pass down the aisle. Because communion taken out of consecration is defilement, and you can actually die. So we're not throwing communion cups in the back, and we're not putting them at the corner of the church for you to get on your way out. If you choose to come and commune and partner in his presence, please take a moment, search your heart, allow the Lord to cleanse your heart, purify your heart, clean your hands, repent before you come up here. If you're struggling and you're something you ain't wanting to let go of or do, maybe next time. But if you are in a good place, no one will judge you. And we do communion not just on first Sunday. The Bible says whenever, right? So, paraphrasing. So I take communion when I'm fasting. I take communion all the time with Christ, not just on first Sundays. I might wear white on Sunday, I might not. So if you don't come on first Sunday wearing your white on communion Sunday, I will not put you out. We're gonna still take communion. You come in here in pants, I will not put you out, because it's communion Sunday. If you ain't got no stockings on, I will not put you out. I don't wear them, so I ain't gonna make you wear them. So let's prepare for communion. Take this time and get your hearts ready. Sweet in here. So honorable. So beautiful. Okay, team. Thank you. Thank you all for waiting so well. As we serve others, leaders lead from behind. break the bread. Remember when you're taking communion? Oh, you haven't taken yours yet? Okay. You don't eat this wafer whole. You don't eat it whole. You have to break it. You have to break it always. So just in case you don't know that, make sure you're always breaking the communion bread. His body was broken and bruised and martyred, spit upon, so that we could receive eternal life with him. He was the sacrificial lamb that was slain on the cross. And we thank you, Father, for the sinless, blameless Lamb of God. As we prepare in remembrance of you and what you did for us, we break. You can break it once, twice, however many times you want. But break the bread in remembrance of what you did on the cross. And we now eat of the bread. In Jesus' name, eat all of it. Highest mountain to the lowest valley. Amen. From day to day, the blood it reaches. Oh, the blood. If it wasn't for the blood, where would we be? If it wasn't for the blood. The blood that heals, the blood that reconciles, the blood that renews, the blood that restores, the blood that redeems, the blood that recovers, the blood that renews. We thank you for the blood. Yes, the blood. The blood. Oh, God, we take this now and we drink of this cup of the blood in remembrance for the blood that was slain and shed for us, for the remission of our sins on Calvary, on the cross. We thank you for the blood of Jesus that heals us, that delivers us, that makes us well and whole in you. In Jesus' name, we thank you for the stripes that you took, that we are now healed because of your blood. We thank you for the blood. You can now drink of the cup, drink all of it in Jesus' name. Let's get a little more upbeat music because we're celebrating. Y'all know I like to celebrate. Celebrate the resurrection. He has revived us today. The resurrection power, we were able to see it and feel it in a tangible way today. We didn't just have a bunch of donkeys and smoke up here today. Little palm trees. We actually could see Jesus. We could see him, and his desire is to see you. He sees you. So if there's anybody even in the room before we get into celebrating, there may be some souls we need to celebrate in the room. Maybe you're someone who has been lukewarm or been on the fence or not sure of if you want to come into the fold, the sheepfold, and become a daughter or a son of the King. And you're like, today I think I want to commit myself. This doesn't mean membership here. If you desire membership, that's separate. But it's membership into the kingdom of heaven. We're trying to make heaven go viral. That's one of my mandates in the earth, because I'm trying to account for all the souls that God has commissioned and called me to bring to the kingdom. And so if you do not know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, today is the day that you can receive him, that you can enter into the kingdom of heaven, and we will help you with your journey. If you're one that thinks or has decided this might be a place that I want to grow and mature in Christ, we would be more than happy to have you. But more than that, I want to see your soul saved. I want to see you enter the kingdom of heaven. I don't want to see you stuck and left behind in the name of Jesus. So if you're somebody, or maybe you're someone who's rededicating, recommitted their life, they've experienced some backslidden moments and some areas where they want to just resubmit their life and their future to him, now is the time. You can go ahead and come on up here, and we will celebrate you, and we will love on you. Yeah. Oh, now this is a celebration. When a soul comes to the kingdom, this is a celebration. Yes, your soul has been revived and resurrected. Yes, the devil lost another one. Yes, Jesus won, the devil zero. Glory be to God. God bless you. What's your name? Marion. It was so nice to meet you. Yes, we are so glad for your yes to the kingdom. We are so glad that you have become our sister in Christ. And if you so desire to be a part of this ministry and maturing in the things of God, I don't know if you're local, but we would love to partner with you if that be your desire. Can somebody get her LinkedIn and connected? But in the meantime, if there's anybody else, come up. Let's celebrate. Turn the music up. Yes, let's celebrate this soul. Yes.
We need you to.
All of the team, come welcome. Come welcome her. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
We lift our hands.
Hallelujah.
We lift our lives.
Yes, thank you, Jesus. Thank all of you that have come. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Was there anybody on the virtual altar? I think we missed them today. No. We'll check the virtual altar really quickly before we close the live stream. Because some of y'all be at home. I can't forget y'all. I want to see y'all in the house, though. But those that are alive, that are a part of this church, if you're on the virtual altar right now, we'll pray you out. Yes, God. Thank you, Jesus. We'll start our breakdown process. We are going to eat. Fellowship. No, nobody? Okay. Okay. Doesn't look like there's anybody on the altar. If there is someone on the virtual altar at home, go ahead and text in to 833-807-4707. If you have a prayer request, we got a few seconds left as we prepare to break down. So glad to have you. Thank you. There's a lot in store in this place. A lot of fire. The devil gonna try to get you to leave. We're gonna pray for you. Glory be to God. No? Okay. We can go ahead and prepare to close out. Go ahead and close. There's no one on the altar. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. God bless you.
Thank you for listening and allowing us to be a part of your spiritual journey and growth in Christ. Listen to fresh new episodes weekly on Wednesdays to be equipped with the tools, knowledge, and strategies needed to dispossess the enemy, take dominion, and be delivered into the promises of God. No more wilderness wanderings, warriors. Walk in your purpose and discover your identity where you are free to be me, flawed and free. If you were blessed and empowered by today's show, we would appreciate your sown seed of support through donations and charitable giving as led by the Holy Spirit. You can go now to theflawedandfree.com/give. That's theflawedandfree.com/give. Or you can Cash App us at $flawedfree. On Cash App. We are a nonprofit organization with a 501c3 designation. So all gifts, donations, and sown seeds of support that are given are also tax deductible. Thank you for your seed, for we know that it is placed in good soil, and we pray that you agree. So God bless and live your best life in Christ. Love you later. Till next time.